Sporty greetings to all our Basketball Africa League fans. My name is Sonny Young, coming to you from Studio 10 at our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us for this special Voice of America Basketball Africa League podcast. I'm joined in studio by the big man from Mali.
Yes, sir.
Cheick Tiéro. Cheick is with our French to Africa service.
Yes, sir.
Cheick, great to have you here in studio.
Thank you to be here to share the experience with you.
Well, Cheick, on the line this evening, our special guest from Cape Town, South Africa, is Relton Boysen, the head coach of the Cape Town Tigers basketball team. They'll tip off their debut Basketball Africa League appearance next month in Cairo, Egypt. Coach, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me here, Sonny. Thanks for having me here.
Coach B, can you make some general comments about the quality of basketball that you saw in Dakar during the Sahara Conference games?
Sonny, I must confess, the quality of basketball is much, much higher than what it was in season one of the Basketball Africa League. Much more competitive. Defensive is much more organized. So the Basketball Africa League is really kicking off on a very high note in 2022.
Absolutely. It was a very competitive coach, like you said it. My experience from watching last year, Sonny, it was way much better competitive-wise and recruitment-wise, and also more game and organization. And as we saw, the president of Basketball Africa League, Gallo Fall, stated, he said he sees improvement from talent-wise for every level that this year took place in Senegal. I agree with him. Basketball-wise, I really think it was very, very enjoyable than that last year.
Well, Coach, watching the action in Cape Town, we had teams from Rwanda, Tunisia, Morocco, and Guinea advance from the Sahara Conference to the Basketball Africa League playoffs, which will take place in May in Rwanda. Of those four teams, Coach, were there any in particular that really stood out for you in terms of their performance?
Yes, Sonny. It's very difficult to say which team have done better. But for me, in terms of, I like to summarize things, in terms of team basketball, Ferroviário Tabeira was the best in terms of team basketball. But in terms of the four teams that made it, I love the energy of Slack. I love the energy of Crawford, the way they play together as a team. U.S. Monaster, they've been playing together for years. They have a structure, they have a system in place. So that's also one of the teams that they were supposed to be top of the league, but Rwanda Energy Group came in first year in BAL after beat Patriots in the qualifiers last year. I think to everyone's surprise, they top of the lock.
Absolutely. I think this year was, like Coach just mentioned, you know, I'm a big fan of big men on the league, you know. I like U.S. Monaster. I like Mojack Energy. He's consistent since from last year. Like you mentioned, this is players that play for the national team together. They have a lot of experience playing together. And they really have a guy, Slimani, who is really experienced player. And they also have a good point guard. They also got Diabate from Zamalek last year, from the kid from Ivory Coast. So Zamalek, U.S. Monaster team was very impressive, but to recognize that the Rwanda teams have run with the best coach on the tournament this year so far, also last year we could see, and he managed to win so many games because of his coaching skills.
Robert Pack.
Yeah, Robert Pack. So I really enjoy watching them too. But like he said, the Slack is a very good those two teams did a very impressive first time in the league, Slack and Beta, because Slack was, this is their first time from Guinea to present on the BL. Last year, they was not here. Last year, Mozambique was there, but it was Maputo. But Beta also played together. We saw that the roster was not even listed until after their play. That means they really work on something. They play together, like the coach just said. And I also like all this team was good, Sonny. The Senegal team, if they proved that they're good, if they had put it things together, because they beat one of the best team that qualified to the playoff, which is Rwanda. And one of the game, they was very decided to win it, and they won it. So they could do the same thing, but, you know, it was a bunch of new guys together. It's hard to really put something together to have a victory or a championship team like that, which is the struggle with. But both teams, that Beira and Slack that, and Duke, that was not qualified, I think they're a very good team too. They just didn't get it together like other teams. Like ISLA, at least figured it out, you know, after she lost a couple games, and she figured it out, okay, I have to be impacting coaching-wise. You know, coaching is very important, because if you got a two, three best player on your team, you cannot complain about winning the game, you know. We saw struggling. We saw Aruna. We saw Arnan, the kid from Spain. So Liz really did a good job too to adjust coaching-wise, and I think she knows the team a little bit better moving forward to the playoff.
If you're just tuning in now, I'm in studio with Chek Tiero from VOA's French to Africa service. Also joining us from Cape Town, South Africa, is Relton Boysen, the head coach of the Basketball Africa League's Cape Town Tigers team. Coach, we just heard Chek talking about Coach Liz from AS Saleh from Morocco. We have Robert Pack leading the Rwandan team. He's an American. Slack is coached by a Serbian. What do you think about this sort of international influence, Coach, that we're witnessing in the Basketball Africa League?
Yes, Sunny. I first want to make some comments regarding the REC success. We must not forget to give credit to the assistant coach of REC, which was head coach for the last few years, taking championships, and we must also understand that no one can come in a week or 2 weeks before the time, like Robert Peck or any of the other coaches came in to make a difference. So I must just give credit to the guy that's been coaching the team until the last week or 2 weeks before the Basketball Africa League started. Because he would be the one that have been doing the work, that know the players, that know the opposition, and probably the last 2 weeks was just finishing touches, putting on for the new coaches that came in. It's good for Africa to have coaches from all over the world, Sunny. But what we must not forget is that the local coaches from Africa, it's opportunity for them that have win that came from their clubs through the system, through the qualification championships. It's very important because they've put in the hard work to get the teams where they are today.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Coach. I really think, Sunny, this is not only basketball, it's even soccer, every sport. This influence international coaches' presence is there. Because I think it's due to the experience of the level of the basketball that's required professionally. A lot of this, I play NCAA Division I basketball, and I had a chance to play at the highest level competition of basketball. But I have experienced some coaching forum when they teach coaches. If you went to NCAA Division I basketball in America as a player, you are qualified to coach at the Basketball Africa League right now.
Oh, okay. I was not aware of that.
Yes. So that's not enough for a coach, you know. I mean, if a basketball like me, player like me just came, I stopped a little bit while ago and go there now and coach, you know, I understand the game a little bit, but you needed more expertise, like, to make a change in the game and a time that's critically needed, and which we saw with some coaches. And he mentioned that it's hard to really coach a team if you haven't seen the team for more than 3 weeks.
Right.
Liz joined the team 2 weeks before. So you don't have an idea about a lot of players that coming in, what they do. You have to do your own researches. Like he said, you're going to do all the work as a coach. But the local coaches know these players, because most of these players are local. The local coaches know this player. But if they get more trainings and more understanding. A lot of coaches are experienced too. They went to college and they have a lot of things, but most of the time they're looking for guys who really been there and having experience coaching big games in higher level, that's what people look for. Because when you go to the war, you go with your bigger weapon, right?
That's right.
So that's what the things I'm seeing with the coaching level right now.
Well, what about coaching, Czech? Would you like to be a coach someday down the road?
It's a challenging thing. You got to have patience, and you got to know the players. If you're a player, and players like player coach. You know, player coach is Popovich. Player coach is the coach for Miami. Player coach is coaches that really put their player shoes on, you know. That's what you call player coaches, you know, and they understand it. So players love that. No matter what you do, you understand basketball. If you're not a player coach, you're going to have a hard time with your best player or something. You got to be a player coach because everybody, as a basketball player, you want to play with a coach. You don't want to play a coach who just learned basketball on the writing and just implement it. You want to be playing for a coach that who really is going to be a player coach, you know.
Coach B, let me follow up what Czech just said. He mentioned patience being a real good quality for a coach. Could you comment on that? And maybe do you like to meet your new players right away, Coach? I know you've talked to me about going to the airport to meet some of your players. Can you talk about patience as a coaching attribute?
Yes, Sonny. So for me, we haven't spoke about this, but I got a basketball scholarship that put me through and changed my life. So basically, what that has taught me is that it's not only sport, but it's off the court that also matters. So I like to interact with my players, local club, and Cape Town Tigers. I go pick them personally up at the airport, take the drive into the city for the first time. Jamel Arthur just landed today as well. Went to pick him up, have that first conversation, welcome him to the country, have the talk about what I expect from them on and off the court. And it's just better for the team to gel if you take that things into consideration, getting that bond from the moment the person landed in South Africa. So yes, patience is very important, but relationships and respect is also very important when you have a player-coach relationship and when you're building a culture. Because as the coach mentioned, you're going to war, and you cannot go to war if there's no cohesion, if there's no respect, you know, if there's no team chemistry on and off the court. So that's very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know coaching is a very tough job, Sonny, because I have an AU team here. Kids don't get it, so you have to be patient. That's why I mentioned that, you know, because this is serious, man. This is a very serious business that is, you know, sports generate more money than any industry right now in the world, like when you look at it, you know. But like what coaches say right now, you got to be a player coach. You got to worry about players not only being home on the court, you know. People like to be careful, you know, Even though, because they left everything behind to come, this obviously is important, you know. That's why I mentioned player coach, but I get on the same page with coach on the other side. It might be a player coach too, which is good, because if you're a player coach, you get along with players really good, and they will do whatever you ask.
Czech Tierro joining me here in Studio 10. I'm Sonny Young, and we're also joined on this podcast by Coach B. Relton Boysen, head coach of the Cape Town Tigers. Coach B, just ahead of this second season of the Basketball Africa League, the league announced Ball Elevate, in which 12 Academy Africa prospects were basically placed on each of the 12 ball teams. And correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, but the Tigers have a young player by the name of Mater Diop from Senegal.
Mater Diop.
Can you tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about this young man?
Yes, you know, he's we only had a few conversations. From what I know of him, very hard worker, down to earth, easy to adapt to new systems. But in terms of play-wise, he's a hard grinder, do the basic pick and roll, get the rebounds, you know, block some shots. And that's what we're going to expect from him. when you're going to get the opportunity. Very good initiative by Bal to bring in young players and giving them opportunity. We already saw how specifically Ruben that played for the Beira FF have played a lot of minutes and have made his mark in the Basketball Africa League. So definitely, you know, I love this initiative by Bal, and it's something that should definitely continue in the future with the next seasons to come.
Check your thoughts on Bal Elevate in the program.
I think Bal Elevate is a great thing, Sonny. It's for the future of the African basketball player right now in this league, because all these kids are below 18, or 18 the oldest, or 19. I played basketball without a ball in the past, and that's what turned to be this right now. And most of those kids, you know, they have experience playing junior NBA, which Africa brings teams in Orlando to represent Africa. I know for sure the one I saw right there, the first part of the conference was really good, and it was impressive. This is kid that they're going to have experience and from the this year, and I'm glad Galofal really did this opportunity to get them on team in order to have experience, and because it's the highest level, they play against players that have a lot of experience in college. I saw the Chinyake from I believe is Beira. I think he's from Beira.
And is he the Nigerian?
The Nigerian. I think he's from Beira. Yeah, he played for Beira, and he had a monster dunk on a player that is very experimented, you know. And I was impressed because he saw the player was a black shooter. Like every time he shot black left and right, and he said, okay, this guy is a shot blocker. If you hook shot in, he's going to block it. He went for a dunk on him, and that was the best play of the game. And I saw him there, and like, unfortunately, they're not playing a lot of teams. Babacar Sané also played for the Duke Senegal, and he really did some impressive alley-oop. You know, you will see kids that don't have great feet, energy. They don't get tired easy, Sonny. When you get old, you get tired easy.
You do get tired easily.
Yeah, no matter how talented you are, when you tire, you cannot jump as high you want to. So this kid can outmatch anybody as far away from tiredness on the court. And if any coach is able to really use that on them, it's going to be very beneficial to you because they're active, running, like they can jump 3-4 times on the rebound against a big man like Manga. You saw Manga on the tournament.
Big guy.
You see Bukishu from ISLA. This is big men that really, they have skill set, but the athleticism, blocking shot, running the floor faster, is not really there. So these kids have it. And this is the young group of age the NBA is looking for. If there is a chance for NBA to have a bridge from this league, they are looking for young men that are going to be able to do these kind of things. They're not looking for a guy that have experience. NBA is a bunch of experience stuff. So it's a very good thing. And I think the one that we saw so far on the Sahara Conference are really good. And we saw Mbaye from, I believe, from Rwanda team. We saw Joy Ogun from Nigeria. We saw Mbaye from the Slack team. You know, and he's having a lot of experience playing with two American point guards. He's having a good experience playing with Crawford, and he's having good experience with playing other guys. This is how point guards are supposed to be look like, and he did good as far as we saw. So I'm excited to see the rest of them in the NIL conference in Cairo, you know. As include the one that's playing for coach right now. I mean, he's a 6'9 kid. I saw that he has some experience playing basketball in the United States here.
Okay.
I think he went to a community college in Cincinnati, you know, but community college, you got a chance to go to college. So he got future in him. He's only young, so he got a lot of future coming.
Well, check. Let's go back to Coach B in Cape Town. Coach B, you're now preparing your team for Nile Conference games, which will take place in Cairo, Egypt. Maybe some comments, Coach, on do you expect better attendance in Cairo than we saw in Dakar? There was kind of a disappointing crowds, I thought, in Dakar. Do you think there'll be more fans showing up in Cairo?
For sure, we've seen with the Intercontinental Cup, the support that Zamalek got when they played. So definitely, there will be more supporters. Also a bit disappointing of the turn up of the people. But you know what? Sometimes you know, the tactics that you must do in terms of marketing. I would have given 1,000 school kids free tickets and obviously their parents will have to bring them and have to pay. So suddenly you have 3,000 people in the venue. But yeah, hopefully it will be better when we play in Cairo in terms of spectators.
Yeah, I like that idea, Coach, of handing out free tickets for the children. I mean, you know, they are the future of the
absolutely.
Sport.
Absolutely. Even if they have to go to some little basketball formation and give them free ticket to come, it will be good for a watch experience that this is the next level look like, you know.
Well, Coach B, can you make some general remarks about the arena there in Cairo? What do you expect? What do you expect in terms of the facility?
Look, from what we've seen from the Basketball Africa League, you know, everything is of the highest quality and standard, and I don't think anything will be less when we go to Cairo. You know, very professional. We had a meeting where we discussed the procedures, you know, coming into the venues. So again, it will be the same like the conference now, very professional, of the highest standard quality. And we're really looking forward, you know, to our games when it starts the 9th of April.
Absolutely, Coach. I agree with you. And we're looking to a team that won the championship last year. They're happy.
Playing on their home court.
Yeah, playing on the home court, it will be the show, Sonny. I'm expecting it from Zamalek. And I'm expecting it also from all the team that's on the nil, because this is going to be a better crowd than Senegal for sure. And we know that the level of the gym and location is very important, because I, from my understanding, the stadium in Senegal was a little bit far from the city.
Okay. Yeah. Sort of outside the city.
Outside the city. So this gym was not really packed like it should be, but people made effort because Senegal was playing. And we expect to see a different outcome in Cairo because, Sunny, when you look at Africa on the economic point stand, you will see Egypt is doing well than a lot of countries on the west side because of there is North Africa. They have a lot of resources better than. So we expect to see a very organized way for people to go to the gym like our NBA here. We saw the NBA sponsoring all this for them, for the NBA Basketball Africa, which is mean the gym is built the same way, the sponsors and NBA is behind everything. We don't exactly know what is expecting from them at the max, but they are behind with everything financially for this Basketball Africa League, which is, you see the team, like, I think the gym is going to be built on Cairo, and is Cairo government and the people that love basketball there to make sure the fans and everybody show up to this spectacular event and the NIL, which is organizing NIL. You know, they could go to somewhere else, Sonny.
Sure.
If they go to your country, this is like I see with soccer. Sometimes when soccer go to Africa, go to your country, they build nice stadium for you, and this is the case for basketball as well. And I think the people in Cairo are very excited, and I'm very excited, Sonny, to see the coach and his team. I'll be watching your team for sure, and I'm looking forward to a lot of the kid that you have on. So it's gonna be spectacular, Sonny. That's my understanding about
what's going on. Which your team you're gonna root for winning the conference?
Go Tigers! Tigers!
Oh, we're gonna go Tigers for now, of course, because we have you. But you know, you guys are good. This is the first team. The first time there.
First time.
I see a few team there, Coach. First time. Slack and Beira. First time was not bad. You know, compared to
they
last year.
They played well.
And we have South Sudan, South Africa, and his team from Cape Verde, right? And we're going to see those, you know. I haven't seen anybody, Coach, but I'm your first game, I will check with you and see how you do and then and determine.
Well, you have to. You know, we have three NBA players, three guys that played in the NBA on our roster. Uh-huh. We're excited about the upcoming games.
Absolutely.
Coach, if I can kind of follow up, mention a little bit, Can you talk about the Basketball Africa League as an economic engine for growth, maybe outside the basketball arena, in terms of this competition, how it can help generate, the economies in Africa?
Yeah, no, this is something that's very true to me, because we need revenue, we need economic growth in South Africa. I wish that the Basketball Africa League can come to Cape Town. A lot of people have are still of the opinion and the view that when you come to Africa, you just see lions and animals running around. So when people come to on our continent, you know, they take pictures, they share on social media, Instagram, Twitter, and more people want to come to South Africa. If a Basketball Africa League games must be hosted in Cape Town, it's accommodation, it's transport, it's flights, you know, it's catering. It's a lot of jobs that can be created and capital coming into to cities. So again, you know, I'm very, very happy and glad for the Basketball Africa League because it's definitely growing economies in Africa and hopefully in South Africa soon.
Check. Yeah. Question for coach.
I really don't have much question. I'm just excited by his team because he said he got a few NBA players. I'm excited to see. We saw some recorded some D League players already on the league. Turner, I believe they lost from the Beira team. We saw some talent there, and because the slack team, the best Crawford took 5-4, and he was the second online American point guard that played D-League for the New York Knicks. So this year, we haven't recorded many players in the NBA as last year because we had a kid from Nigeria that had NBA play experience. We have a lot of college NCAA Division I basketball experience players, and it's not much different than NBA most of the time. And we also see some D1 players or last year from Zamalek, the big kid,
right,
Mohammed.
Right.
He played for Louisville here.
I remember,
the
yes,
seven,
I remember
seven,
him.
The seven-footer. So this all NBA potential. So I'm looking forward to coach team and see how he's going to do, you know. But economic-wise, I can say something if you want to.
Well, Coach B, can I ask you about the rosters? I think each ball team is allowed 4 foreign players. 2 must come from within Africa. Do you like that setup? In terms of roster makeup?
Yes. Especially because the 4-8 split, that means you must have 8 national players in your roster. That means that there have to be growth and development within the country. I see a lot of teams have 7 up to 8 of the national players in their squads. You know, so it's going to be competitive. It's good that we can bring guys from overseas, and I can tell you specifically some of the guys that have came from overseas, the marks they've left on the local guys and the youth, you know, like Ben Uzo that was playing with the Tigers last year, just the impact that he made on the youth where we train and youngsters saying, yo, that's Ben Uzo. You know, the same like guys like Michael Bongo, and you know, just coming in with positive energy, you know, when he comes into the arena, everyone just lights up, you know. So it's a really, really a good initiative. And I think we're blessed to have such not only talented but humble and down-to-earth international players. It's part of our setup. So I'm really looking forward to see how we're going to progress the next 2 weeks in terms of our preparations. We're having a training now in the next 40 minutes. So I'm definitely excited about that. Just one thing I want to ask, Jack, that he watched the game between Slack and Ayesali, and what was his opinion in terms of Marcus Crawford. If Marcus Crawford wasn't fouled out, if you would have also maybe come closer to 30 points per average. I know Stockland is averaging 3.2 points per game, but it was Stockland versus Crawford. The moment Crawford left the court, there was a sort of a decrease in energy. But again, what I've loved of him while I'm watching that game, he was fouled out, but the positive energy and in the timeouts when he spoke to his players just uplift the players. And again, Sunny to come back,
yeah,
that international experience. And the fact that he's been in the situation,
absolutely,
you know, just uplift the whole team.
Absolutely, coach. We had the same idea on the things because I know, you know, when he got out for foul trouble, I point fingers at the coach. The first thing that I did, I point finger at the coach because you had the best player on the other team that was on the bench getting ready to come back for fourth quarter, struggling to murder the team. So I think the coach did a poor job keeping him that we got four foul. Everybody used his best weapon at the fourth quarter that I didn't really thought it was a good move, and it hurt the team. They lost. They could win that game.
Check Tierro, thank you for joining us on this podcast. And Coach B, thank you also for joining us from Cape Town. We appreciate your comments.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm VOA Sonny Young from Studio 10. Thank you for joining us.